Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Cook and Joe. Paul Zeiss just personally apologized for blowing me off for golf today. I accept his apology, Ron. He takes me up to Cedarbrook all the time to
play. You were very magnanimous, I thought. You like that word, magnanimous?
Yeah, he had a rough night.
Because you were really ripping him earlier.
I was not.
Now all of a sudden you're changing your tune.
Me and him are going to be golf partners for a long time because now our schedules coincide.
Because he's the only one who plays with you.
Yeah, and we play at 2 o'clock. We can play early in the morning. We'll play all the time. Let's go out to the Nemacolin fan hotline. Nemacolin around every corner creates real-life magic for guests, where we find our friend Bob Walk, and it's Bob's last appearance of the season because the Pirates' final game is Wednesday. So, Bob, let me ask you, in your opinion, what has been the single most encouraging development for the Pirates this season as far as their future goes?
Well, I think it for me, it's probably happened right here at the end of the season, where our starting pitching has, led me to believe that could be, maybe a strong point of this team next year. Now, that's a maybe. I think a lot has to be proven when next April and May come around. But you're going to have some competition for that starting rotation. Some guys are finishing the season pretty strong. Got a couple of young guys that look just fantastic right now. There's a couple more in the higher levels of the minor leagues that look like they may be making the jump next season. I imagine we'll get the last couple of years. We've brought in a couple of older left-hand pitchers who have pitched pretty darn well for us. I would think that Ben would do a similar thing this year. So the mix in Florida next year for starting rotation, I think could be better than it's been in a long time. And that's the first step. I think I've talked to you guys about this before, that if we don't fix the starting rotation first, then none of the other stuff really matters. Of course, the other stuff, has to be worked on as well. But the thing that I'm really the most excited about is starting pitching. Looks like it's starting to come together. There's a couple of guys that have very high ceilings on offense. Hopefully they'll bear fruit, but I think there's they're a little further away. We've seen some power out of this team, but we haven't seen much consistent contact. Batting averages, strikeouts are way the heck up there. So there's work to be done on the offense. But the starting rotation, not talking about the pitching staff as a whole, but the starting rotation, I think, made strides, especially here at the end of the year.
Robert, I know they need a first baseman. They're going to have to find somebody, whether to bring somebody in. I don't know what they're going to do there. But are you pretty convinced it can be Castro, Cruz, and Cabrian Hayes around the infield next year?
I know Hayes will be out there, but I don't know about the positions of those other two guys. I'm pretty sure they'll be in the lineup, but I don't know where. Maybe one of them will be over at first base. Maybe the big guy will be moved over there. I'm not really sure that he has proven that he's a major league shortstop. I think there's been some good and there's been some bad. You know, he's been very inconsistent, not only with his hitting. You know, sometimes he looks like, you know, he's going to be the next Willie Stargell, and then other times, you know, he has a hard time making contact, especially against left-hand pitching. And I think the same thing is about his defense. It's short. In the same game, he'll make a brilliant play that you'll just sit there and go, wow. And not too many guys I've ever seen can do that. And then he'll let a three-hopper go through his legs later on. So there's question marks for me whether he is a long-term answer at shortstop. I'm not saying no, he can't be, or yeah, for sure he is. So and Castro, you know, the second base position, you know, I don't know if that's where his best spot is or not. I think he proved to us that he can't play shortstop, that's for sure. We already have a very good defensive third baseman. You know, now, here's another thing. You know, if Hayes stays in the single digits in home runs, will he eventually be moved over to second base and you look for more power out of your corner infield position? You know, there's all kinds of little things that could happen that it changes what we see in that infield either next year or especially the year after that.
So back to Hayes, I don't know how much you believe in the WAR war stat, which seeks to measure the all-around contributions of a player, Bob. But Hayes has the highest one on the team. He's doubled that stat from last year. He's a 4.2 player, which tells me that his defense obviously is incredible. It must be for him to have that kind of rating. What about the hitting? What do you see? What if you go back to your pitching days, how do you see guys attacking this guy? What does he need to prove that he can do?
Well, for the position he plays, he needs to prove that he can hit some home runs and hit with power and be an RBI guy, a run producer. We haven't seen that from him. I think that's what everybody was hoping for this year, that he would make that next step up. You know, especially when he first came up and played just those, you know, last couple months of the season, September, more than anything else, he showed a lot of pop in his bat. He was going to be able to drive the ball, and then you're thinking, well, a couple years down the road, you know, he's going to turn into a guy that maybe will hit 20 home runs and, you know, has a shot at, you know, 80, 90 RBIs. And with his defense, you know, that's going to be a premier guy at third base. He hasn't hit like that yet. Now, you know, I don't know about war. I know there's you know, some places I think don't even figure that out the same way. You know, they mix a bunch of stats together and come out with this, you know, war thing. I don't know. We can use our eyes and make our own opinions about, you know, who's doing the job out there, who's helping us win games, and who's more important. You know, I think that to me is more trustworthy than, you know, somebody putting a stat together that I don't really even have any faith in. So I don't care about the war stat. I watch every game, every single game, and I see how everybody plays. And, you know, I build my own opinions on who's part of the future and who would.
So when you look at him then with your own eyes, if he stays just like this, is he still a plus player who's helping you win or no?
Yeah, if he's a middle infielder. I'm a little old school. I want more power production out of the corner spots. I want my first baseman, my third baseman to be able to hit home runs. And if he doesn't hit for power, then, you know, I think he's hitting more like a middle infielder.
Bob, where does Sawinski fit into here? I think he might be one of those guys that you talk about, shown some pop, but also strikes out a heck of a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's exactly who I'm talking about, that I don't know what to think about him for next year. You know, kind of the same thing, really, you see from Cruz. You know, and then you add Sawinski's weird home-road split, which is really crazy. You know, he hits really well at home. But, you know, there's something more to that. I would have to dig in and see, like, okay, what's his at-bats on the road? What kind of lefties has he been facing? What's left-handed starting pitching did he see on the road this year that he really got dominated by to really mess up his stats? You'd have to, I think, go a little further than that. I don't think it's the ballpark. That doesn't really make any sense to me. And it's like, okay, our ballpark is pretty good for left-handers hitting home runs. Well, so is Cincinnati, so is Milwaukee, so is Wrigley. There's a lot of places where he plays. It's easy for hitting home runs. So why the big difference in our ballpark? I don't get that. But, he and Cruz, I think, are, they have the ability to really be that kind of players that can go out there and hit the ball, like, say, Reynolds does, 25 to 30 home runs. Of course, Cruz probably do better than that. But they got to prove it. They got to come through. This year they showed us what they're capable of. Next year, they're no longer prospects. They need to produce.
All right, Bob, before we wind up here, how about a couple of overriding questions with the league? You've been very bullish on the Atlanta Braves. Tell us who your World Series teams will be and who's going to win it.
Yeah, Bob, I respect your opinion so much, I'm going to bet my house on what you say.
My God, don't do that. I there's no way I can move off of Atlanta. I've been on them all year, so I'm not going to move off now. I really thought that they would catch the Mets and pass them, but they didn't. So, Mets have that fantastic pitching going. But I still think Atlanta, of all the teams we played, in the games they played us, they showed us that they were the most well-balanced club. Now, the Dodgers, their team stats are ridiculous. How many runs they've scored this year, and it's I just don't get that. But I got to stay with the Braves in the National League. And after getting a little, firsthand look at the Yankees, I think that they might be able to pull it off in the American League. They look like a pretty darn good team. We haven't seen the Astros. They're kind of like the Dodgers. They got great numbers, so maybe it'll be them. But right now this afternoon. I'm going to have to say, if I was going to walk downstairs and into the casino, I'd have to place a bet on, of course, I'm not allowed to do this. I'd have to place a bet on the Yankee Brave World Series.
So you feel like it's okay for me to put my house up online?
No, maybe the garden shed, something like that. Not the whole house.
All right, Robert. We've had the debate about Ohtani and Judge. First of all, Judge, can you put into perspective what 61 home runs is, and what did you think when you saw that the other day and a guy dropping the ball that probably would have been a life changer for the fan if he'd have caught the ball?
The fact that he's a Yankee really, I think, made it a much bigger deal. If he was, playing for the Milwaukee Brewers or us, the Pirates, or wherever, I don't think it would have been. It's still a big deal, but it wouldn't be like it is now. And the fact that he's now really solidified himself as one of the long line of Yankee greats is an amazing story this year. And watching him for those 3 days, listening to all the the interviews and stuff, and the way he handled himself when he hit number 60, they were losing by 5 runs. There was no big whooping and hollering and bat flip or anything like that. He hit 100 miles, was way out of here. And then everybody wanted to come out for a little what do you call it when they tip the hat in the dugout sort of thing. And he came up, and they were done. We were obviously winning that game. That was to when I think we had the big ninth inning collapse, but that was before that happened. And he walked up to the top of the steps, quick tip of the hat, and right back down, not putting his own success, his own story, even though it's an amazing story this year, ahead of what his team's trying to do. And that really showed me a lot. And I'm really pulling for this guy. I hope he finishes strong, hits as many home runs as he can, and probably the main reason, more than anything else, that I'm hoping to see the Yankees in the World Series, because it would be a nice cap to just a phenomenal season for him.
I'm sure you saw what Ohtani did last night, and I had to read this sentence a couple times to believe it. Took a no-hitter into the eighth inning with 2 outs and extended his hitting streak to 14 games. Think about that for a second, and are you on the Judge or Ohtani vote for MVP?
I'm on the Judge vote for MVP, but it would be hard for me if they changed the title of it to just Player of the Year, where you're just voting for whoever had the best season, not to go for Ohtani, because what he has done is absolutely historical in the context of like what is possible for a baseball player to do on the field. That he has been incredible. But I think, you know, the Angels, with or without Ohtani, would probably be about where they're at right now. he's not really been valuable to them. And you take Judge off the Yankees, and they're not going anywhere. He's extremely valuable to them.
Bob, we had an awesome time with you this season.
As always.
Thank you so much.
Me too, guys. You'll be a big part of my winter. I love listening to you guys talk sports in the middle of the day. I don't get in the car without you turned on.
Robert, is an invitation for a cold beer still on the table for me?
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm going to take you up on that now that the season's ending, and you'll have a little more time, okay?
All right, you got my number, I'm sure.
I do have your number, and we'll get together.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, man. It's great.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, sure. Bye-bye.
I love
the great Bob Wolf.
I love talking to him.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, he doesn't, you know, he's not convinced Cruz is going to be a star. He's not convinced Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to be a star as a third baseman.
Yeah.
Loves the young pitchers. I love his candor. Yankees and Braves.
Yankees and Braves. He's been on the Braves for a while now. So
how can you go against the Dodgers, though?
Well, they've won it how many times? Just once. I mean, it always seems like they're there, but they only came. And that one, man, if what's his name doesn't take out what's his name, what's their team might win.
If what's his name doesn't take out what's his name.
Who's on first?
What's his name?
Blake
might not
Snell.
Win. What's
Who's
his
the
team
manager?
Kevin Cash.
Kevin Cash
took out Snell in game 6, or that goes 7.
Boy, was that dumb.
That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
He's caught up in the analytics, live and die.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
By the analytics, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Bolsey seems bitter, Ron.
Bitter.
Too young to be bitter, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He wasn't bitter.
He's just a small pony.
Handsome, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Appreciate it.
Did you find that Belichick clip?
I did.
All right, when we come back, how about if we play it?
We can't, Ron.
Oh,
we're going
we
to the
guess.
Jets guy.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
play it at the end of the
it's
day.
End of the day. It's well
yeah.
worth it.
We'll finish our day with that. Up next, what's this gentleman's name from Newsday?
That would be Al Ianazone.
He's in a zone today. I can tell you that. He's in the Stark zone. He's going to join us, and he's going to tell us about this horrendous football team coming to Heinz Field on Sunday. Not talking about the Steelers. I'm talking about the
I'm glad
Jets.
Glad you clarified that. You might be talking about both ball clubs.
I'm curious to hear about this team. The Jets, especially Zach Wilson, this offensive line that's been shredded. Do they present any sort of threat?
Does anybody know about Zach Wilson?
I want to ask him about this coach who's taking receipts, too. He's gonna
taking receipts.
He's going to get back even with all those critics.
Ron's mad now. After all the yawning I've done, Ron just gave me a very cross look,
I
yawned.
That was a
very cross.
That was a new variation. I haven't heard that one.
Was it extra aggressive?
It was an aggressive, almost like you wanted to come over here and fight me. He didn't like it. Ron didn't like that.
But I hope it cheered you up. It made you feel better.
It made me get ready for Al Ianazone from Newsday, who covers the New York Jets. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Al, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Very well. Tell us about Zach Wilson. We just saw it scroll over NFL Network. Is he ready to go? Is he going to start this game? And does it give him a better chance than Flacco would?
He's going to start this game. I don't know if it gives him a better chance yet, because there's still a lot of things to see from Zach Wilson. I mean, obviously, you guys know Joe very well from all those years with the Ravens. He's a veteran, and he can make plays. He's got a big arm. They'll do more with Zach in terms of they can roll out more because Joe's not as mobile. You know, he can run more, although they don't want him to run as much right away because he's just coming back from the knee injury. There's a lot of questions here, but there's no doubt that Zach is the future of the franchise. Robert Saleh has said that many times. He is the future. He is the future. You know, the Jets just have to do a better job of protecting him and making sure he doesn't have to throw 50 times a game like Joe Flacco has been doing.
They have some young talent, don't they? They've drafted some good guys. I mean, Sauce, obviously, and the wide receiver from Ohio State, right? I mean, they have some pretty good young players.
They have good young players. There's no doubt about that. And that's why there is a level of excitement within the organization. And I think within the fan base, but this fan base, you know, the Jets haven't been to the playoffs, I guess, it's 11 years and counting at this point. And, you know, they want immediate gratification, like every fan base. And I don't know why anyone was expecting them to get off to this great start. They have a very tough schedule, and then they lose their quarterback. You know, Joe wasn't supposed to be the starting quarterback. He was the backup. There's just a lot of things there. But obviously you've seen Garrett Wilson. Looks like he's going to be a stud. Sauce Gardner, you know, he can definitely cover people. There's no doubt about that. The Jets need that in the secondary. And you look at some of the other guys. Elijah Moore, who's not really gotten off to the start people expected, but he's a talented receiver that they can use a number of ways. And the backfield's young and impressive in Breece Hall and Michael Carter. So they definitely have talent around Zach Wilson. You know, now it's just about them all collectively developing and growing together.
Al, when you look at these first three games, as the Jets come in here, what should people fear the most about this team, if anything? Like, how are they going to walk in here and win? How would you fill in that blank? They'll win if.
Well, they'll win if they score more points than the Steelers, and I'm not saying that to be funny. their defense has been really bad, and you know, you guys know you're out there. The Steelers' offense has not been very good, so if they can play, you know, you got to look at it this way. At least I do. The Jets have led for 22 seconds this season. That's it. The Flacco touchdown pass in the final seconds against Cleveland, that's been their only lead, 31-30. So they've been playing from behind, down 14 or 13, at least 13 points in all three games. Their defense is putting up, is not putting up much resistance. Can't get off the field on third downs. They're second worst in third down conversion rate. You know, teams are converting almost 52% of their third down. And the offense has been very up and down, which I think you would expect. You all expect the offense to be a little slower starting than the defense. So, you know, I just think they're a work in progress, and they're going to be in work in progress for a while because of what we talked about earlier. They have good young talent, but they're young. They have to go through everything. A lot of rookies are playing. You know, Salah said it today. They have probably at some point on Sunday, seven first or second year players will be on the field on offense. You know, and you're going to have mistakes. You're going to have errors. You're going to have growing pains. You're going to have, you know, a lot of situations that they've had this year. And they just have to grow and develop. And I don't know how long that's going to take. But, you know, everybody around here needs it to happen yesterday.
Al, you mentioned Salah, the coach, second year. What should we make of him? And how did his comments play when he talked about, I'm collecting receipts, basically. I'm never going to forget you guys who were criticizing us. How did that play in New York?
When you're a newspaper guy, you love that, right? That's an easy story. It didn't play well. You know, the situation here is, you know, and I'm just giving you an example. Like, if you remember last year, there's a lot, Robert Saleh running the steps before every game. And, you know, people would be tweeting, that's my coach, and all this other stuff. Now, when they show him running before the game, the tweets are, go win a game. I don't care about your running. That's what happens around here. It's, you know, doesn't matter what you say. You got to do something about it. And Robert is a confident guy. He obviously believes in everything he does. He believes his defense will make the play. And it has not since, you know, consistently enough since he's been here. And I think that's what people are most frustrated about because, you know, just like the prior coach, they brought in Adam Gase, who was an offensive guy, and the offense was terrible. Now they bring in a defensive guy. Last year, the Jets defense was among the worst in the league. And, you know, they're still having their issues, giving up big runs, explosive plays. So he's got to win. He's got to win at some point. And again, I never thought they would be in the mix, in the playoff hunt or anything like that this year because of the youth, because of the schedule. But you guys know, people expect you to win right now. And there's going to be pressure on him. There's going to be pressure on the defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, if this defense doesn't turn around. I think the offensive coordinator, Michael Flohr, has a little more of a leash with the fans and a lot of people because he's dealing with a second-year quarterback who just came back from a knee injury, who's missed, you know, 6 weeks. So there is going to be an adjustment period. But there really is no excuse for the defense to be letting up as much as they do, you know, not getting to the quarterback when – you guys know what was Saleh known for as a San Francisco coordinator, you know, getting to the quarterback. The Jets have, I think, 5 sacks this year. You know, they're just not applying enough pressure, and then they're giving up huge plays.
Al, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Al.
Al Ianazone is the name, Ron.
That's a tongue twister.
I'll say, from Newsday. This Jets team stinks. I mean, that's the bottom line here. Their leading sacker has 1 sack. They're going with a quarterback who's still raw.
Hasn't played this year.
Right? 9 touchdowns, 11 picks last year. He can get out of the pocket, I'll say that. He had a 54-yard run last year. He does run. He's talented. But this is, said this has to be a get-well game.
They don't want him to run too much because he's coming off a knee injury,
exactly.
Right?
This is a get-well game. The Steelers are going to win and win big. Folesy? We'll do our picks next. You got Najee Harris from today?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it. Apparently,
he
was very interesting.
Comments. Yes, he did. You want to hear it right now, you're saying?
Yep, yes. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
What did you take from that first half from Cleveland and build upon, or what are the things you liked on film that you can take into this week against the Jets?
Well, really, it's just how much that that I need to improve on rather than, you know, how much we're talking bad about the O-line everywhere. It's not the O-line. I think the O-line did a really good job last week. And actually, starting from the Patriots, really, they did a really good job of doing what they can control. It just comes down to me. So really just me, just doing more and trusting them.
What is it you need to do better?
Oh, I just need to trust them more. You know, I mean, you know, we got some really good guys. They've done a really good job of getting better, and they are good. You know, and we do have a good O-line. Too much I see in social media and all that. As you know, how bad they talk about our line, but it's not. You know, I mean, it's me. So we need to just stop focusing on them, focus on me rather. So that's one thing that I do want to address. Put that out there.
They said he was eager to get out there to do his interviews, like he wanted to say this, almost like, you know, Joe. Just reading that, the observation is like, I'm a captain here. I need to get out there and say that I haven't been good enough. I mean, he's taking the blame. Good for him. Let's see if he can get better, as he says he needs to do.
I think a lot of people agree, actually.
I do, too. And people want to see Warren more. I do.
The criticism has actually lifted off the offensive line and is starting to go more toward him.
I agree.
So we'll see. Again, this defense is really, really bad that the Jets are bringing here. So
third
I think
downs, the guy said 50-some percent yeah, they're converting.
I think he's going to have a good day. I think the offense has a good day, which is good news, of course, but is it good news in the long run? Or is it just a facade that they're going to put up this week? We'll see. What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Reuter.
Benny and the Jets. Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-ROOTER2. What's Cooking also brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Benny and the New York Jets. Benny Snell.
That's what I was thinking. Benny Snell football.
Does Benny Snell have a carry yet this season?
I don't think he does. Related to Matt Snell?
Matt Snell.
Is he?
Legend.
I don't know. He might have been some, and it might be some relationship there.
Ian Snell.
Ian Snell? Who's your favorite, other than Joe Namath, your all-time favorite New York Jet?
Ooh, man, I'd have to think.
Mine is Curtis Martin.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
one. There's a good call.
Revis.
I mean, yeah, Darrell Revis.
Was great.
I mean, I'd lean back to somebody like Don Maynard back in the day when playing with Namath.
Mm.
I like to watch Vinny Testaverde just because he was so erratic. You never know what you were going to get from him. Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it. He had a hell of a career. Remember when Penn State beat him in the
I do remember that.
In the Fiesta Bowl for the national title?
I also remember in Ben's rookie year, Bill Parcells and the Cowboys, Vinny fumbled and Kimo von Olhoffen picked it up and rumbled all the way down the field, and then Ben did the rest of the work, and they win that game, Ron. And then the only time I ever stood near Parcells was in the post game. He was bitter. He was real bitter that they lost that game. That was the game. Did Casey Hampton tear up his knee that day in Dallas?
That was in Dallas. Yeah.
I think it was.
And I think there was another injury. I think who was it? Chad Scott got hurt that game too. And afterwards, Dick LeBeau called it a Pyrrhic victory. You know, winning the game but losing two defenders.
That allowed Hokie to go in, and they went 15-1. I credit Hokie more than Ben. Do you, Ron?
Hokie, I'm always defending Hokie.
We got games. Let's do this.
All right. We had seven different on Sunday.
He sucks.
This weekend, we had seven different. Saturday, Sunday, I went 4-3. You went 3-4. So I pick up another game on you, Joe. I'm +8.
I'm talking about Georgia Tech's new coach say that.
We both had Cincinnati last night, so we're off to a good start.
I don't even know who it is. Who's their new coach?
I don't have any idea, but I'm picking Georgia Tech to cover. Pitt's giving them 22. I think, you know, Georgia Tech's either going to come out and totally get killed, or they're going to be inspired to play for the new coach. I see a Pitt win by as much as 2 touchdowns, 17 points, but I think they cover Georgia Tech with 22.
Georgia Tech hasn't been inspired since Bruce Dalrymple played there, Ron, with Mark Price and John Sally. They suck. I'm going Pitt to cover.
All right, another big line. Penn State at home against my alma mater. It's a huge line. Penn State -26.5. Who do you got?
Did Penn State make the right decision at quarterback?
How about that? Will Levis.
He's unbelievable.
They're saying he could be the first overall pick next year.
And the guy they got this year, Drew Allar. However you say his name, they think he should play.
Sean Clifford.
Over Sean Clifford. Disrespect for Sean Clifford.
They're hoping he turns in somehow to Kenny Pickett in like his 18th year at Penn State. But Will Levis left them to go to Kentucky. They're saying he may be a number one overall pick.
What's the point spread on this game?
26.5.
Nah, I'm going Northwestern has had respectable scores. Bad opponents, I get it, and then they're losing most of their games. But I think they're going to hang around, I think, within 20. I'm going with your alma mater, Ron.
Man, it kills me not to take them, but I think they absolutely suck. They're terrible. I'm going to Penn State. I think Penn State wins by 4 touchdowns.
You're going to the game?
No. I'm going with Penn State.
Oh, with Penn State.
No, I'm not going up for that one. All right. West Virginia is at Texas. -9.5, Texas. West Virginia went to Virginia Tech and thumped them on the not Thursday night, last night, the week before. 10 days off. I like to think West Virginia is getting it together. I'm going to take West Virginia plus 9.5.
I'm not. The game's at Texas,
it
right?
It is at Texas.
All I need to know is that Texas played a one-point game against Alabama. They're going to win this game by precisely 11 points, Ron, 21-10.
Yeah, we're off to a great start again, Joe. We had 7 different last week. We're 3 for 3 different. All right, this is an interesting game to me, the best in the ACC. NC State at Clemson. Pitt doesn't have to play either one of those, and the team that wins this game probably will have a chance to represent the Atlantic Division in the ACC. Clemson -7 at home. Who do you got?
NC State. I like their quarterback. They're putting up points left and right, 41, 27, 55. I'm not sure they're going to win, but I did pick them to win their division, and I think they're going to at least cover.
Well, this is the first one we have the same because I have NC State as well. I watched a Clemson game against Wake last week, and Clemson couldn't stop them. And if NC State has that kind of offensive day, it could be a real high-scoring game. I'm going with NC State as well. All right. Buffalo is at Baltimore. Baltimore +3 at home. They're an underdog. Man, is Buffalo going to bounce back? I don't know. Baltimore lost too. I'm going Baltimore, taking the points at home.
Me too. Me too. I don't know what the state of Buffalo's secondary is. Lamar Jackson's at the very height of his powers right at this precise moment. And Baltimore is going to win the game outright.
All right. They're getting 3 at home, so we both have the same there. Kansas City at Tampa Bay in what I think is the best game of the weekend. Tampa Bay -1 at home. Your call, Joe.
Yes, it is my call, Ron. And Folsy gave us some very incomplete information on Chris Godwin. Is he playing or not? Nader?
I don't know. I don't think it's been confirmed either way yet. So I can't give you any more complete information.
Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Donovan Smith, the big tackle, are all game-time decisions. That doesn't help me, Ron. It doesn't help me. You know what? I'm going with Brady and the Bucs. Now he's going to at least have Mike Evans back. I think they're going to win outright.
I can't go against Mahomes. He had a bad game. They had a bad game against Indy. Probably still should have won, but ended up losing. I'm going to go with Kansas City, getting a point in Tampa. I don't have a good feeling about that one, though, so that's a different one we have. All right, Cleveland at Atlanta. Atlanta +1. I don't know if Myles Garrett's going to play. He's listed as questionable. I just was seeing his press conference. He said this is a wake-up call for him.
Yeah.
He better learn to drive a little safer. He had two times over 100 miles an hour. You said in consecutive days,
yes,
right?
Yes, consecutive days.
That's just horrendous. Not only risking his own life, but other people. I don't know if he's going to play. I watched the Browns last week. I was impressed by Brissett. They still have, to me, the best running back combo and maybe the best running back in Chubb. And then you mix in Kareem Hunt. I'm going to go with Cleveland -1 at Atlanta.
I can't picture this team being 3-1. They're not good enough. They're lucky they're not 0-3, really.
Talking about Cleveland now.
Yeah, I don't like them, Ron. Atlanta lost a one-point game to the Saints, a four-point game to the Rams, and then they won in Seattle. I actually like Marcus Mariota right now. His stats aren't great, but I've seen snippets of their games. I'm picking them.
I got Cleveland. You got Atlanta. All right. The featured game, at least in this town, the Jets at Steelers, -3.5. I think you've already made your sentiments known. Didn't you predict 31-10 Steelers?
Yeah, except I've changed it to 38-10.
You're thinking the Steelers offense is going to somehow score 38 points.
Good luck.
Somehow. They're going to score 38 points because they're playing the New York Jets.
I don't think they're capable of scoring 38 points on anybody
on Joe
in
Kopp's
the NFL.
Mars team. I don't think they could do that.
Yeah, they will.
All right.
Who's to say the defense won't contribute to that, Folsy, with 2 defensive touchdowns?
Well, okay. Here's a shocker for you because I'm taking the Jets +3.5.
Wow.
I think, surprisingly, It's going to be a close game. I'm not sure the Steelers won't win. I can't imagine them losing because what this town would be like. But I'm going to take the Jets plus 3.5. T.J. Watt not playing again. Now Witherspoon not playing. I don't think the defense is going to be as good. Not that Witherspoon was great in Cleveland. And Cleveland, the Jets can run the ball a little bit. That Bryce, what's his name, Breece Hall?
Rookie.
He's looks like a big-time player to me.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Jets, Joe. So we have, with the points, I think the Steelers might win, but I'm taking the points. 1, 2.
Fair enough.
3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8 different, Joe.
Najee Harris also said, apparently, that it's the media's fault, Ron. You know what it is, he said, about this growing criticism of the offense? I think it's social media and interviewers like you guys kind of breaking us apart. You keep asking questions like this. We're at a point where we're building right now. We're working on it. But you guys come in here and ask questions to the receivers and Mitch about why things aren't working. That's not how you build, how you get better. You guys are breaking us up.
It's not our
job. Was he serious about this?
He's serious.
It's not our job to build. That's their job.
This is one of the biggest jokes of an offense the Steelers have ever had so far into a season. I mean, this is going back to the days. This is Duck Hodges territory, but that doesn't even count because they had time to plan this one. Play better. What do you expect people to ask? Seriously.
I agree. Totally.
What are they, 4 touchdowns in 3 games? This is the NFL in 2022. What do you expect people to ask? Huh?
Us against the world. That's the go-to. When you've got no other answers.
Play better is what I would say. It's always easy to blame the media. You can blame the media for anything you want.
It's always the media's fault.
You guys this, you guys that.
You guys in the media.
If there's a hole, find it,
run
through it.
How dare you come out and ask me that?
All right, Ron. I'm done here.
Joe, have a great weekend. Are you going to play a little golf?
No, I'm going
to
play.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
I'm going to play a lot of golf.
We're going to get some of that remnants of the hurricane. Maddie, have a great weekend. Can we finish with the Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Asked yesterday repeatedly about the status of Mac Jones. Let's finish with that.
Day by day, he's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? Like, that's not my job, so.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. We'll see. See how it is tomorrow.
To the media.
A lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
That's not my job.
That's priceless. Do I look like an orthopedic surgeon? But my best line out of that is, what do the medical experts say to you? Day by day.
Beautiful stuff.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Falsey.
Goodbye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.